Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 23. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. It says there, His commandments are not burdensome. End of quote. Some people think God's commandments are difficult. However, when you think about it, you would agree with what the Bible says in our today's Bible Insight. God's commandments are not burdensome. Our today's insight can be compared to what Jesus said, and it is recorded in Matthew 11:30. It says, For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. End of quote. The commandments of God found in the pages of the Bible are not burdensome. They make our life easier, less onerous, and happier. For example, love one another is a commandment of God. If you love all people, then your life would become much less stressful, more relaxed and joyful. We ought to love all people, regardless of color, race, financial status or social status. Try this and discover how happy and less burdened would your life become. Forgive one another is a commandment of God. If we do not forgive, we will just become a victim of our adversary. This is the result of unforgiveness. We keep grudge and anger in our mind, and we don't forgive, and we become a prisoner. However, if we forgive from our heart, even if that person asks for forgiveness or not, then our life becomes more comfortable and less burdensome. We can move freely without being a prisoner of our adversary. Sexual purity is a commandment of God. It does not curtail our freedom. On the contrary, it enhances and increases our freedom. You see, it offers you freedom from bondage, guilt-filled life, stress-free life, and dire consequences. You see, many people think sexual freedom gives them freedom and happiness. However, later they painfully experience the effects of sexual sins. Sexual sins create havoc in individual, family, and community's life. The sexual tie is tough to break because in sexual engagements, two bodies and souls are tied together. They become one flesh. The more soul ties one has, the more bondage, absence of peace, frustration one experiences. Beloved, you see, God's commandments are for our well-being and good health. Believe what God says. Because God is our creator, He knows what harms us. God's commandments are to protect our peace and well-being. Bible says Jesus Christ can set you free, even if you are already living in disobedience. Now you can make a U-turn and run toward the loving God. Do not let yourself again burdened by another yoke of slavery. Not obeying God brings people under the yoke of slavery. My friend, I do not know what condition you are in. However, I can tell you help is available, even if you are currently under the bondage of addictions and sins. The divine deliverance is in and through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. If you come to Him, He will set you free from your bondages of sins. Jesus rescues people who are under bondage. Bible says He rescues and transfers people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, which is God's kingdom. Colossians 1 verse 13. This is because Jesus paid His divine and sinless blood as a price, as a ransom for all of your sins and addictions. When you come to Him, Jesus delivers you from your sins and bondages and gives you a brand new life to begin with. By accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you would be born again into God's family as God's child. God will grant you the Holy Spirit inside of you, an ongoing helper who will help you to break the power of sin in your life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, please deliver me from my sins. I do not know how to stop my sinful practices. I think I cannot stop it. However, you said you will rescue me from the power of darkness. And you said you will transfer me to the kingdom of your Son, the kingdom of light. I believe your words. I believe Jesus died and paid his blood as a price and ransom for all of my sins. Lord, please save me and deliver me now. In the powerful and matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.